Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, Eric Bischoff here, and have you heard about Strictly Business? Strictly Business is a brand new weekly series exclusively on adfreeshows.com. Join me and my co-host John Alba every Tuesday as we take a deep dive into the business of the professional wrestling business. And this is some straight up business talk here, no fanboy nonsense. We discuss television contracts, advertising, licensing, and of course, the highly debated ratings. So if you want an unfiltered, brutally honest, anti-fanboy understanding of the professional wrestling industry, well, Strictly Business is the series for you. And hey, if Elon Musk likes my tweets, and he did, you're going to love Strictly Business. Sign up now. And listen at adfreeshows.com.
This is your weekly Monday happy hour. This is the Wives of Wrestling podcast, presented to you exclusively by Podcast Heat. I, of course, am John Alba. Now, every week I am joined by the lovely Mrs. Giovanna Angle, and we got a very special guest this week, Mr. Kurt Angle. Gee, I'm so excited for this. This is so great.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh my goodness.
Well, John is more excited than me right now.
Well, yeah, obviously. Kurt, I don't know if she told you this or if you saw it, but I like legitimately got emotional talking about you a couple weeks ago on the show. I was talking about being at your last match and I like started tearing up and Giovanna was like,
hey. I'm glad you did. That means you're a big fan.
I've told you to your face, you're on my Mount Rushmore, my friend, and we're very grateful. We're very grateful to have you on the Wise Wrestling podcast. And you may be asking, where's our other cohort, Mrs. Kim Orton? She's feeling a little under the weather this week, but that's why we're tagging in Kurt. It's the hot tag, Kurt.
He couldn't wait to get on here. He was like, where have I been this whole time?
I'm a utility guy. You guys need me, I'm here.
No, man, you're making the hot tag, and we really appreciate it because we're going to have some fun today because I know you've been listening to this podcast, Kurt, and you've heard some wild stories from your wife. But the question is, are those stories accurate? And I guess we're going to hear Kurt Angle's side of the equation, and then we'll play a little game later.
He probably has a little version anyways. He's like, wait a minute. This is how it really happened.
But Kurt, I guess I'll ask you straight up.
Wait a minute. Are we going to do our corny shots?
Well, so no shots today because I want to do things a little differently. We're not going to have a swear jar. We're retiring the swear jar for a week because I could not imagine Kurt Angle just dropping F-bombs at the rate that his wife. I can't imagine what it's like being around that Kurt Angle. It really must be something. Do you have to have the earmuffs ready?
She's got a potty mouth, definitely.
Well, these are the types of shots that he wanted to do. So
okay,
milk shots ready.
I don't drink dairy milk, and we ran out of almond milk, so I'll allow you guys to.
All right, Giovanna,
why don't you give us an opening toast for your husband here?
Well, I do. Okay. Cheers. Thanks for being on the podcast.
You're welcome.
Gee, I got some water here. I'll cheers
with
you guys.
Him. Left me with him.
That's actually pretty good, babe.
I know. It's the almond one.
Almond milk.
We're trying to switch him to almond.
It's not the sugar-free almond milk.
Gosh,
it's the regular.
It's original.
Oh, man. Kurt Angle and these cheap meals. You can't have any sugar. Grilled chicken. That is.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty strict, John. I stay pretty strict all week. Usually, one day a week, I relax a little bit.
Okay, so we've heard, let's start with this. We've heard Giovanna's take on what your ultimate cheat meal is, but let's ask you, what is the perfect Kurt Angle cheat meal?
I know you should ask him that because I don't even know anymore.
You know what? Actually, any baked goods, cake, pie, cupcakes, donuts, I go crazy. And listen, I can literally drop 15,000 calories in one sitting. I can literally do that. And I only eat 2,500 calories a day. But on my cheat day, I go crazy. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's times where, like, I wonder if, like, the cereal will be gone. But it's not even the healthy cereal. It's, like, the Cocoa Pebbles. Yeah. And I'm like, what happened to all the cereal? And you'll see him. You know, like, when a dog does something, like, wrong, like, whatever. He'll be in the corner, like...
Stealing a kid's cereal.
Stealing a kid's cereal. But,
you know what's crazy is I don't get full. My stomach
really?
Is never full. Even when I eat the 15,000 calories, I can still keep eating. There's just something going on that it's an OCD thing. I don't know what else it is.
Is that a bad influence on you, Giovanna? Because I know I feel like if I'm around people that can eat and then manage to stay in shape, I still feel the need to eat, but I can't stay in shape at the same rate that they can. And I'm like fighting that urge.
I hate the way he eats, but I envy the way he eats because I mean, the thing is the kids eat their type of food and then I snack on their type of food. And then that's why I try not to get, when we go grocery shopping and then Joseph, he teases me all the time because I love Swiss rolls. What are they called? The chocolate with
The little Debbie cakes kind of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've been eating those since I was a little kid. And when he buys a box or gets it, I'm like, why would you do that? Because I can eat two boxes. So I'm like addicted to those, but I try not to get stuff that I like. He won't eat that. Like just what? Like a week ago, I went and grabbed ice cream for the kids and I had to like bargain with him. I'm like, listen, you need an ice cream. Like you deserve ice cream.
It wasn't my cheat day. I was pretty upset.
But it was worth it though.
It was worth it.
It was worth it.
But I looked online to see how many calories it was.
Shut up.
I did. I do it all the time. I go on Google and I check the calories, like one cup of ice cream with whipped cream and hot fudge. And it tells you. So, you know, whether it's true or not, at least in my mind, I think, okay, I only ate 500 calories. I'll have to cut a meal out today. So that's what I do when she wants me to cheat on my non-cheat days.
That's what I got to deal with.
You know what's crazy? She has to shop, not for just herself, but the kids, but she has to shop for me. So, and then she has to cook the food for the kids
and
myself.
For him.
And it's a lot of work.
Cooking, I have to cook double the amount so he can eat it a few hours later.
Yeah.
So
I have three meals at night.
Wow. Well, yeah, Kurt,
I eat one meal during the day and three at night.
That's why when Giovanna does all that stuff for the kids and for you, she's allowed to buy whatever she wants on Amazon. And that's the trade-off. So,
she doesn't have a limit. I don't put a limit on her, but she's a pretty smart buyer, though.
Well, I am a smart buyer.
We have learned over the course of this podcast that Giovanna is a jack of all trades, and she really will go above and beyond for her kids and for her family. And it's been a very, very, very endearing thing to discover. I think our audiences have learned that over the time period of this show. And she loves playing with her hair. She loves playing with her hair. That's what.
At least I'm not like Kim.
That's true. You're not. It's funny. I haven't seen Kurt adjust his hair yet, so I don't know where you got that habit from. That's we'll have to pick up on that.
Well, John, just so you know, I don't have hair.
Oh, okay, that's what it was.
Manscaped.
That's right. So let's talk a little bit about the beginning of all this, Kurt, because this is literally what we started our first episode of this podcast with how you guys met. And the way that I envision the story as told by Giovanna is you're on the same movie set and all of a sudden the lights dim. There's this big angelic noise. There's a spotlight on Kurt Angle's big bald head and she sees him and she sees Vin Diesel. She's like, that is the hottest guy I've ever seen. Do you remember it happening that way? And if not, what was your first recollection of meeting Giovanna?
Meeting her, I knew she was beautiful. Right off the bat, I was like, wow, this girl is really pretty. I wasn't interested in dating her at the time, but, we met on a movie set and we talked for a few minutes and then we kind of kept in touch. We didn't see each other for a while. And then we did another movie together. And
what dress was I wearing at Warrior?
What dress? That black dress. Am I right?
It was blue, Kurt. It was blue.
Black, blue, it looks the same. They're both dark.
Colorblind people see it the same anyway.
He's such a fibber. He told me, okay, this is real. He told me, I still remember that dress you wore. And now I'm realizing that you were such a bullshitter.
Your boobs look great in that
dress. Oh, dear Lord.
So you guys worked another movie together, and then at what point did it come into the picture that, okay, maybe there's something here?
Well, then she left. She went back to California to live with her sister, and we got together. She texted me out of nowhere and just said hi, and said she's coming back to Pittsburgh. And I said, well, I'd love to meet up with you. And that's where it all started.
Look how he's cutting through the bullshit. He's trying not to bring the bad shit up, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm skipping over that stuff.
Skipping over the TV and everything. Okay. But yeah.
So clearly she caught your attention, Kurt. What was it about her that caught your attention?
Her eyes. Beautiful dark brown eyes. Her face, she...
Okay, we don't have to cross the body part.
Her face.
Let's not go through the body parts, Kurt. My tatas, okay? My chichis.
your deities.
My deities.
She looks kind of half Indian, half Mexican.
Mm.
And that's a big turn on.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Let's move on, John. I feel like you're asking like the wrong shit right now.
This is what these people came here to listen for, Giovanna. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Okay. Kim?
See,
where's
no, Kim? No. You know what, Giovanna? This is justified for Kurt because you guys have spilled so many deep, dark secrets about your husbands on this podcast that Kurt is entitled to share whatever he'd like to share.
Listen here, John. Where's that video? Josh, put up that video of a woman beating his ass yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I got the shit beat out of me as we taped this. That's why I have no voice either. It was not fun.
In the ECW arena.
In the ECW arena, Kurt. I was living the dream, let me tell you. It's not quite being put in the ankle lock by Kurt Angle. That's top of the bucket list item. But
someday I'll put you in one, John.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Hopefully not the way you put me in one.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, by the way, you wonder why I'm smiling so much today?
Why?
No.
For the first time ever.
No. We're not going to talk about that. Do not talk about that.
Okay.
What I, We are totally we had the wrong guest right now. We totally have the wrong guest right now. I need to call somebody else.
But can I just tell you how infectious Kurt's enthusiasm is right now? That is the positivity that we need here on the Wives of Wrestling podcast. So
thank you.
I appreciate that, Kurt. So one of my favorite stories, Kurt, is one of my favorite stories, Kurt, is when Giovanna was courting you. Because that's how I look at it. Giovanna was the one courting you, based on her recollections. There's something about the Arnold Classic that saw her mother drive across the state of Pennsylvania to lend you a hand. What do you remember about this fateful day? Because that's the day where Giovanna has indicated,
Let's give my mom credit.
Giovanna's mom was the MVP behind this. What happened was these girls, her and an old friend of hers, drove to Columbus for the Arnold Classic, and they lost the keys to my car.
That person
lost the keys.
I didn't lose nothing.
Car.
I'm a very responsible person.
And Giovanna, her mom's so freaking cool. Giovanna calls her and says, "Hey, mom, I need you to grab keys from Kurt's house and bring them to the Arnold Classic." And she drove 3.5 hours one way and back the same day just to drop the keys off. And that is how Giovanna and I started reconnecting again.
Thanks to my psychopath mother for saving his number.
And yeah, that's the reason. Giovanna's mom had my number and she saved it. And a year later is when we started dating, and that's Giovanna's mom told her, "Why don't you call Kurt? He's not doing really good right now. He's struggling. You might want to cheer him up." And that's how it started.
I would love to hear from
you. Hey, mom.
We love her. We love her. We got to get her on here.
Hey, this is Kurt Angle, and I have something incredible for you to try. Chicken Snacks and Snack Smart Crispy Protein Bites by Physically Fit Nutrition. We have chicken protein and plant protein. You choose. They're incredible. 11 different flavors, including cinnamon swirl, sriracha, buffalo wing and blue cheese pizza, sour cream and onion, just to name a few. You can get them in our family size 7-ounce serving bag or our 2-ounce single serve packages. Go to physicallyfit.com to order yours. Use promo code ANGLEPOD20 to get 20% off your first order, or you can sign up on our website to be a lifetime member and get 20% off not just for your first order, but forever. Try them. You're going to love them. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
I would love to hear from your perspective, Kurt, just how meaningful your relationship with Giovanna became during those months in that year. You were obviously going through some struggles, and Giovanna became your rock. She really helped you kick some of those tough times to the curb and establish a stable, steady life that you guys have built on with a beautiful family. And I would love to know what she meant to you in those tough times.
At the time, I needed somebody. I needed somebody to nurture me and support me. I was all alone. And, she came and kind of rescued me, to be honest with you. And not only that, when we started dating each other, I had a dark secret. I was drinking every night and, taking pills. And, she ended up having to deal with that. And she's the reason I ended up going to rehab. If it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't have done it. But she told me at one particular time, "If you don't go to rehab, I'm going to have to leave you." And I didn't want that to happen. So my love for her was stronger than my addiction. And that's why I went to rehab.
Look at that.
Which you're going to see on his documentary, very soon.
July 31st on A&E.
I can't wait. Don't miss it, folks. I won't be missing that.
Yeah, like a crying slob on there. God.
But that takes so much strength from both of you. I mean, especially you, Giovanna, to be able to reach down deep and help pull somebody through those tough times and help guide them. How much did that fortify your relationship with Kurt?
It's to see somebody at their lowest point of their life was very, you know, it was very sad. And I mean, I see a lot of things on TV and, you know, not trying to bring it up, but you know who, recording, you know, when you like people record their loved ones when they're like, when they're the lowest point of their life or try to use that against them. It's just like, that's not love. You try to be there and support them and do everything you can to. I was talking about the Johnny Depp trial. I'm throwing that in there.
We know.
I'm throwing that in there.
She was obsessed with it.
Right. Oh, we know.
I was one of hers.
She got me obsessed. I started watching it with her every day.
It's funny because when I was watching it, Kirk comes in and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm working. I'm working. But no, it's just it's really, especially when you grow this like love for them, you know, and it just became like, I thought he was very attractive at first, but then I saw him as a guy that needed somebody at the time. Yeah. And I became that person, and it's just like it grew, the love grew for him because I love him very much. I still loved him like he's gone. No, I love him very much. And it just grew and grew. And it's crazy because he became the father of my children, and it kept growing from that. And, you know, when you go through the hard things and then the good things, it's just like you test your love in every way. So
did Giovanna tell you that?
Oh God, what are you going to say first? Tell me in my ear before you say it.
No, go ahead. You know what I was going to say.
Bypass her, Kurt. It's okay. You can tell us.
No, because he was literally going to admit something. He should have never admitted. Let's just say he tested his new knees.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's what he was going to say. But
last night.
First
time in 5 weeks.
Kurt.
All right, we're done. We are completely done. Okay.
Kurt, we know that you guys, you hit it off so quickly. And I mean, Giovanna ended up pregnant. You guys got married. It was all very quickly. It was baptism by fire. But how quickly did Giovanna prove herself as the perfect partner for you during that time as you guys went through all those things so quickly?
Well, what surprised me about her was her maturity, because she was pretty young at that particular time. Like, you know, honestly, like 22 years old. You know,
I was 23.
Okay, but we met when you were 21. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, but her maturity level was just way beyond what I was expecting. And, you know, knowing that, you know, she could carry a family, and knowing that I already had two kids and that she was going to walk into that as well. She was very mature, and I knew she was capable of it.
And you guys hit it off big.
He was so serious when he said that.
Well, it's been a meaningful bond. And I mean, look, you guys have three kids that you were able and you add Joseph to the mix, and it's really been just it's so much fun to see the interactions from afar. Honestly, Kurt, you just released that video this past week, you and Sophia doing the John Cena Ruthless Aggression. How'd that all come about, guys?
Doing that, I do with my kids all the time. I do reenactments probably once or twice every two or three months. Aww. And I have to have someone record it. And she's like, I'm not doing it. I said, you're going to have to do it.
I would be in the middle of cooking. He'd be like, listen, got this great idea. And I'm like, I don't want to hear about your great. Listen, we have to do this now. It's perfect before I forget. And I'm like, what is it now? He's like, just film. So him and Sophia were like going over this script like over and over and over again. I was wondering what they were doing, but that's what happened with that thing that the other day.
And Sophia kept messing up on Ruthless Aggression.
Oh my God.
She kept messing
it
up.
She's like, darn it. I got to do it again. And she like stomps back into the thing.
We probably did it like 15 times.
What's this? It was cute. She's so sweet.
I was watching it, and honest to God, I saw so much of Giovanna in her in that moment. Just getting to know Giovanna the way that I have, the cadence, even the way she said ruthless aggression, it made me think of all the times where Giovanna and I will be like talking, and she'll be like, how do you say this word? Like, I got to make sure I get this right. And all that stuff. And I was like, man, like mother, like daughter right there. It was so cute. It was so cute. I guess I want to ask you, Kurt, what qualities does Giovanna inhabit that make her a great mother? Because it's very apparent watching and listening to her stories that she is, but I'd love your perspective on that.
What makes me a great mother? Well,
for her, family is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And she's not only mature for, you know, was mature at a young age, but she is very loyal. She is so loyal to a fault almost. You know, she's always going to back you up no matter what happens. Even if you know, I've done some things that I hurt her, and she continues to be loyal to me. Now, don't get me wrong, she's going to yell at me and, you know, son of a bitch me. But at the end of the day, she is my wife. And she reminds me every day how much she loves me. And that is awesome.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. What are some of Kurt's best traits, Giovanna, in that sense?
I don't have any.
Stop it.
I feel like we're in therapy or something. Oh, honey. he is such a good heart. Yeah. The number one thing that I love about him, and I think it's, so honestly, it's the most sexiest thing on a man is their faith. And it's crazy because whenever like my nephews were over, I believe like a while ago, and one of them, I don't know, I think because he went through a lot as a kid, he doesn't believe in God. And the way that Kurt talks about God, like he does it in a way where he respects you and he makes you feel safe, and he doesn't put, like, he doesn't push like religion on people, but he does it in such a most kind way ever. And that, I think that is the most, like, to see that you are, I don't know how to say it. Like, it's such a beautiful thing to see. I love the way he loved his faith. I love the way he loved his family. I just love that he's such a good person. He has such a good heart where people take advantage of him. And and that's where I balance him. And I'm like, motherfucker, like, you know what I mean? But then, I protect him like if he was my kid. Like, do not mess with my family. Do not, if you're gonna hurt him, then you are like nothing to me. So it's just but it's like, I don't know. But then he, like, that's where we balance each other. But then when he goes, like, you know, this, I calm him down. So it's such an equal,
I can go from 0 to 10. I'm very patient, but after a while my patience depletes,
and then I balance him down.
I'm in rage. So I go from being normal to being like crazy.
Yeah.
She's able to counter that and calm me down.
And I'm like, listen, it's not that big of a deal.
It takes me a while to get angry, but once I do, I can't stop.
It's the intensity, man. It's the, eyes. The
three eyes. Yes,
that's what it is.
Well, pro wrestling in there somehow.
Well, let me ask you about that, because what's different between Kim and Giovanna is that Kim was a wrestling fan and met Randy, whereas Giovanna had no interest
in shit about wrestling.
So how did you go about not just indoctrinating her to that, Kurt, but also maybe protecting her a little bit, because it's such a wild and weird industry in that sense?
Well, you know what? When I met her, I was in TNA, and TNA is a lot different than WWE.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's a both promotions, you know, but TNA, I didn't really have to protect her from it that much. You know, it felt more like an indie promotion, and it wasn't by any means. I mean, we were doing great ratings at times, and the company did really well at certain points in time, but I didn't really have to protect her from it. It was pretty easy. And she started. I was glad I was in TNA because she got an introduction to pro wrestling from a smaller perspective. And then when I went back to WLB, she saw, wow, okay, not only is my husband a big wrestling star, but he's a Hall of Famer and he's done incredible things in the WWE. She didn't see that. So yeah. she never got to see that. We didn't start dating.
Was that really what I was thinking?
2009. I don't know.
Wow. My husband's a Hall of Famer. Like,
but she saw
not
the,
just a gold medalist.
She saw the popularity I had.
God.
When I went back to WWE, and it was really cool. You know, the fans, Kurt, the WWE fans were incredible.
It was
Kurt, cool. Listen, I'll gas you up any day, Kurt. If she's not going to gas you up a little bit, I'll do it for you. I'll blow some smoke if you need me to, okay?
He brings me down to reality pretty quickly.
Well, we actually talked about this a few weeks ago on the podcast where I was just saying to Giovanna, I was like, listen, I know you weren't around for it, but like your husband was a mega star in wrestling, one of the biggest names ever in his generation. And I can't even imagine being thrust into that, G, just where everywhere you go, someone knows who Kurt Angle is. And that had to be an adjustment period for you, I'd imagine, G.
I mean, it is what it is. I really was, you know what? I think I was just, and this might have stuff to do with it too. I was so focused on just keeping a healthy relationship at the time. And he was going through his thing and, you know, he has two kids and, you know, I was literally just trying to be as mature as possible being with a guy in this situation, you know? So right. I didn't really even I feel like when you're so distracted from like the inside, everything on the outside was like irrelevant. So I feel like there was so much going on where the only times I was reminded was when he was at work. But then, you know, it was just it was a lot. Let's just say that.
Get that.
It was a lot for my 20s.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
If you could change one thing about your home, what would it be? A new kitchen, a new master bath, maybe put in a pool? What if you could do it with no money out of pocket and cheaper monthly payments? SaveWithConrad.com can help, and you can even skip your next two house payments. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender, SaveWithConrad.com.
One of my favorite things, Kurt, that we've talked about on this podcast is how expressive each of your kids are in their own individual ways. They all have these really unique things about them, but at the end of the day, they all want to make both of you proud. And I know, especially you, Kurt. And right now, Juliana is out swimming.
Swimmer, yes, yes.
She's gonna be kicking ass.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to ask you about. Like, how do you balance that as a parent where there are these enormous high expectations that a kid might put on themselves and yet you have to kind of bring that down just a little bit while also encouraging them? How do you balance that?
It's difficult because, you know, you don't want your kids to feel so much pressure that they don't want to enjoy themselves in their sport.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of let Juliana do what she wants to do. I support her. She does the yelling and screaming. I don't do that to my kids because I don't want them to feel like they have to do what daddy did. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to succeed what daddy succeeded in. And Juliana, I really believe she's going to make the Olympic team eventually. And she's going to make me very proud. But at the same time, I don't want to put that pressure on her. You know, Sophia is diving now, doing gymnastics. She's going to be a cheerleader too. We're getting her into acting classes because this girl is a character.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah,
she loves doing skits with him. She loves it.
She's a hippie girl, and she's definitely, she is as liberal as you get. Okay.
That's funny. That's so funny.
It's a piece of work. And Nicoletta's the gem of the family. She has the best personality, and I think that she's going to go further than any other of the other ones.
Yeah. Nicoletta.
And the youngest usually does. This is how it happens. My brothers all wrestled. I wrestled, and I became better than them because I was the youngest. They taught me, and they kept me from making so many mistakes like they made. And so the youngest usually does the best, and I'm expecting Nicoletta to do the
best. It's so funny because I asked Juliana. I asked Juliana because Nicoletta's very tall, and me and Kurt are trying to find what sport would she be good at.
Tried soccer,
didn't work. We realized our kids are not aggressive type of kids, so we had to. All right, they don't like running. They don't like going against other kids. So I asked Juliana, and I don't even know why I asked her, because I'm the parent. So I should have just been like, hey, she's doing it. But I asked Juliana, being the good mom I am, I said, would you mind if we put Nicoletta into swimming? And she looked at me and she was like, no. She's like, can't you put her in something else? And I'm like, well.
That's my sport.
Yeah, she was like, that's my sport. Why can't you put her in diving with Sophia? And I was like, Juliana. I was like, listen, you're always going to be better than her. I had to like cheer her up.
Oh, you had to butter her up a little bit.
I had to butter her up. Like, I got to butter him up. Like, I was like, listen.
But we're going to put Nicoletta in.
You are your father's daughter. I will get out. Listen, you're going to be the best. Don't worry about it. And she's like, but what if she's better than me, Mom? And I'm like, she will never be better. And she's like, fine, but make sure she's not in my group. And I was like, I can't guarantee that's not going to happen, Juliana. But
we are competitive
sisters. They're very competitive against each other, but not against anyone.
Let me tell you the story about Sophia.
What?
She wasn't able to communicate well when she was younger.
Mm-hmm. Did we tell the story about the wrestling?
I don't remember. She got really aggressive because people couldn't understand her. So she started lashing out and hitting other kids and grabbing them and being really aggressive. So
we would get a phone call from the principal all the time. Like, listen, Miss
wow.
your daughter, she was in the playground, and two boys took her ball and she fought both of them.
That's so
and cool. Actually, the parents, like, I wanted to apologize to the parents. She's like, listen, I don't think that's a good idea. Let things calm down. Like, the parents were pissed. But so Kurt was like all like, oh, we should put her in wrestling.
We're going to put her in wrestling
after that one, you know. And he bragged everybody. He's like, my daughter kicked two boys' asses. I'm like, this is what you need to brag about. You know.
Hey, they were the same age.
Yeah, but we need to make sure that she doesn't get kicked out of school right now. Okay?
Yes.
So you get to continue now.
So I took her to a wrestling practice, the midget wrestling program in Moon Township. And we got there, and unfortunately, I had her pair up with a kid that all was wrestling for 2 years. And this kid beat the shit out of her.
Wow.
It was really bad. It was so bad that Sophia was crying the whole time.
Oh.
And she got mopped up on the mat, and she didn't want to ever do it again. And
yeah,
I felt so badly because I thought since she was aggressive, she'd be a great wrestler. And, you know, but it didn't work out. That poor girl. And we find out later when she gets older and she's communicating better, she actually is a really kind girl. She doesn't like to hurt people or hurt people's feelings. So I got her in the wrong sport.
Well,
yeah.
We always joke, Kurt, that Letty, you birthed Letty. Giovanna didn't. You didn't.
Kurt and Kurt. That's what we call her.
That's the mini Kurt. Yes, it is.
Her face, it was like they cut off yours and put it on a kid's body. It's crazy, man. Just absolutely crazy. Do you think any of the kids will want to try to follow in your footsteps?
In
pro wrestling specifically.
You know what? Juliana's been asking about it a little bit more.
I told you, G. I told you it would be Juliana. I knew it.
I don't want to put my kids in it. You know what? I'm 53. I had two knee replacements. You know, doing what I did, I don't regret it. You know, going back in time and putting in 40 years of amateur pro wrestling, I don't regret it, but my body's banged up and I don't want my kids to feel this way when they get to this age. And it's just, you know, it's how, it's the way it is. It's, you know, you wrestle, pro wrestle for 20 years, you're going to beat up your body pretty badly. I mean, John, you've taken bumps. You know how it feels.
He took a big one.
So, you know, you do that for 20 years. You're
Josh, put that image up right now.
I mean, remind them. My quality of life right now with my knees, my back, and my neck is horrible.
Yeah.
So it's not just my knees. It's everything.
Yeah. Well, we're all wishing you the best, Kurt. It sounds like you're on the road to recovery. And
I am.
And you're going to be kicking ass with new knees and everything's going to be awesome. We all know that. But you're right. And I will say the one thing too, that to the counter to that is it is really refreshing to see women's wrestlers painted and portrayed in a totally different light than how they used to be back when you were starting and everything. And I think that's part of the reason why you see a lot more younger girls now asking, hey, is that something I could do? Because they see people like your friend Ronda Rousey. They see people like Lacey Evans and Sasha Banks and Charlotte Flair.
You're opening up a whole new world for girls. Yes.
Yeah. And I'd imagine that probably makes you feel pretty good as a wrestler at heart, Kurt.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, being a role model for kids, whether boys or girls.
And seeing that you have kids and daughters now.
Yeah, and having my own kids, it's really cool to see them look up to me the way they do. And knowing that I've had all the success I've had, I'm glad they want to be like daddy. But at the same time, I don't want them to have to feel the way daddy feels.
That's fair. That's more than fair. I want to transition to something else real quick before we get to a fun little game we're going to play at the end here. But we're talking the wives of wrestling, Kurt. Kim Orton, she is your wife's kindred spirit, her best friend, her long-lost sister. And they've only known each other.
Sisters, yes. Yeah.
Very much so. They've only known each other for about 5 years now, but it's like they've known each other a lifetime. What do you remember about their first interactions together and getting to know each other? And because I'm sure that was cool with you being so close to Randy. I know you and Randy are tight, so that must have been really cool.
We're pretty close. Yeah, Randy and I have always been pretty close. Even when I left WWE and went to TNA, we kept in touch. But her and Kim, they hit it off the bat. I mean, it was, you know, it just happened like that. You know, they were just so much the same, but also different in many ways. But you know, they have a lot in common, especially with their husbands and what we've done and our success in the business. But they also they're both great wives, and that's what I love about my wife is that she is the best wife in the whole entire world. And I'm not just kissing her ass; I'm being honest.
You can butter her up; it's okay. It's all right.
He's just trying to get some tonight. It's all good.
Listen, I think that their dynamic is tremendous that we've seen from Kim and Giovanna on the show so far. Kim is unlike any other woman I've ever met in my life.
She's different. Yes, she is.
So freaking funny.
She is. She's hilarious.
Do you ever get scared of what they might reveal on any given week here on The Wives of Wrestling?
Are you serious? Did you even hear him the past freaking 40 minutes? God, who's going to give a shit? God.
I'm not afraid of anything.
Okay.
God.
My wife is so conservative. She's not going to say.
Oh, not that much.
She won't say the things I will.
No.
She gets mad at me when I blurt out a bunch of stuff.
That's fair.
You know, stuff that's just not appropriate to say, but I ended up doing it anyway.
I get reminded constant that like who is listening. Like I took Juliana to swimming and her coach was like, hey, what are you gonna reveal this time on The Wives of Wrestling? And I'm like, oh my God, I forget that you listen. So that's like my daughter's like swimming coach and who knows what teachers, and I'm just like, okay, I need to call.
That's okay. My mom goes to me last week. She goes,
your mother.
She goes, great episode. I just didn't need to hear about what you're doing with Manscaped. And I was like, was like, get it. What are you gonna do?
My mom still thinks that she can't, there's no way for her to listen. So I'm not giving that woman any detail of how to listen to this podcast. Oh,
she'll be all over you.
She'll be all over. Yeah, she's like, why would you tell them that? I changed my age 1,000 times. Your father doesn't even know this.
That's so funny.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Who's going to take care of your family if something happens to you? What would they do without your income? If you don't have a plan, you need to go to GoliathLife.com. Get a quick quote from more than 20 carriers. You don't even have to leave the house. If you need a medical exam, they'll send somebody to your house or office. You're in total control. You pick the rates, you pick the payments, you pick the terms. You're in total control, but it gives you and your family peace of mind. What if something happens to your income? Hurry to GoliathLife.com.
All right. Well, I want to play a little game with you guys here, Kurt. Normally we play It's True, It's True, RK, No. But this week, I want to do kind of like a quasi-newlywed game. So some of these questions I'm going to ask you guys to point either to yourself or to each other to see who best answers this. Or they might be open-ended questions as well. So let's get to it. For those we can, yes. Let's see.
And then just answer... So
yes. Okay. So I'll do a 3-2-1 on some of those. Okay. And you can point at each other or at yourself and who answers that. So the first question I have, okay. Who is the funniest? Okay. Who's the funniest? 3-2-1 go. Okay. Both of you said yourself. Why do you think you're funnier, G?
He thinks he loves himself.
That's true. I do love myself. I'm not that funny either, John. I just think I am. And
my kids think I'm funny.
No, her kid thinks she's a drill sergeant.
Kurt is a walking, talking dad joke, I feel like. And that's what I love about Kurt. He's the best.
It's annoying.
It is annoying. I can be seriously annoying.
Okay.
Especially right. for my wife.
Okay.
But am I funny? No, I'm not funny. Actually, she is the funnier one. But I want to be funny. I would like to be funny. I'm just not.
Kurt, I've seen you dance. I've seen you rap.
Yeah, but you know what?
And he cannot
the crazy
do either.
Thing is, well, I can't rap. I can't dance either.
He wants to dance so bad.
I want to take dancing
he
classes.
Hates,
so I'll do it.
He hates watching ballroom dancing because he's like, babe, I want to dance like them. And I'm like, then go try.
I got in the wrong business. I should have been dancing, singing,
can
acting.
Can you imagine him dancing?
I'm so upset with myself. If I would turn back time, I'd go back and take my acting classes. I'd be taking dancing classes. I'd be taking singing classes, everything.
Can you imagine him singing? What do you want to do?
First of all,
just so you know, he's the man that's never satisfied. Voice, he wishes he could do everything.
My voice is odd because I had 3 neck surgeries and they hit my voice box. But I actually had a really good singing voice before that.
Really?
No.
Did you really? Did you sing like an angel?
I sang like an angle.
All right. Let me ask you this. And you guys can answer this for each other. G, who is Kurt's favorite band or artist?
Oh, don't do that to me.
You know this.
Oh, it's not Marcy. No, it's not
that. Oh, my gosh.
Shush. I know. You said this all the time. God dang it, John.
Christian band.
Are you talking about Cast and Crown?
Yes.
That is not your favorite.
That is my favorite band.
Oh, is it really?
Who is it?
What?
Are you talking about AC/DC?
Yeah, I thought that was it, right?
That's my favorite rock band, but my favorite overall band is.
I wasn't that wrong.
Kurt, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever shared this. Kurt, AC/DC is the reason I listen to music, and AC/DC is the reason I play music. I learned how to play guitar just by watching Malcolm Young strum big ass A chords. Yeah. So we're kindred spirits.
They were awesome.
I knew I liked Kurt.
Badass, man.
That I knew I liked Kurt. What's your favorite AC/DC song, Kurt?
Shook Me All Night Long.
Why am I not surprised by that one? There you go. Okay. Kurt, who is Giovanna's favorite band or artist?
Oh. Oh, you want to put out? Mm-hmm. What is it?
Wow. She's so diverse. I'm going to say. Doja Cat.
Okay. Just so you know, I really don't have one.
See, I'm not all wrong. I knew she didn't have a favorite band.
I really don't have like a favorite.
She likes, I can't even tell you what her favorite song is.
Like if you're like serious, like girl fandom, like, oh my God, if they had a concert here, probably the Backstreet Boys.
Okay, all right.
And her favorite song is I Knew I Loved You Before I Met You.
That's not the Backstreet Boys.
No, but it's your favorite song.
Okay, that is because that's our wedding song.
That was our wedding song.
There you go.
Look at him trying to get points right now. Did you see that? You better know him after 12 years.
That was good. What's your favorite Backstreet Boys song, Giovanna?
I Want It That Way.
Of course it is. How could it not be?
I want it that way. Are you trying because I'm a drill sergeant?
You know, anyway, Backstreet Boys, okay, that's different than New Kids on the Block. Okay. There's so many boy bands. I can't.
There are a lot of boy bands. Yeah. All right. Let's see this.
That's your daughter.
Let's see this.
Harry Styles.
All right. Let's do a little point. All right. Ready? Close your eyes. All right.
Yeah, I like this game better. Okay.
This is a good one.
Oh, God.
Who is a better kisser? 3, 2, 1, go. Okay. Kurt said Giovanna. Giovanna said Giovanna. All right.
Of course she would.
Let me ask you guys this.
No, you're not. I'm just very Spanish.
Yes. She has some lips. I could tell
she's
you
got the Latina
really
lips.
She has some lips. Look at those gigantic lips. Are you?
Let me ask you this. Do you guys remember where your first kiss was?
At Applebee's.
No, it was not. It was in that's our first date. We're gonna make out in the middle of the restaurant. Like it's like
honestly, that's what the high schoolers do. So I wouldn't put it past you.
It was in the family room.
Okay.
It was. Right. It was in our old house in the family room. And then we
all right.
Stop. Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
And then we get it.
He's
behaving. It's fine. It's fine. All right.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
When is this over?
We got a few more here. All right. Close your eyes. Ready? Who is the better listener? 3, 2, 1, go. Kurt says Giovanna. Giovanna says Giovanna.
I have ADD. I can't listen. I can't focus on anything. So if you want to talk to me for longer than 2 minutes, forget it.
Forget it. Everything you need, you got to be like, all right, this is going to take
time. Cram it together. You got 2 minutes. Tell me exactly what you want to say.
Okay. What?
I'm not even listening to you, John.
Kurt, I'm used to that every week here on The Wise of Wrestling. It's okay. Don't worry about that.
That was like the only time you're funny during this whole podcast.
I know.
That's the thing. This show is only funny when everyone shits on me. That's the only time the show is funny. So that's we get this. All right, let's see, Kurt. How well do you know Giovanna on this? What is Giovanna's ideal vacation spot?
Oh, you know what? It's either going to be Hawaii or Italy. And we're going to Bahamas in 2 weeks, though.
Yes.
I think she might like
this.
Did
he say 2 weeks? Did you just do a Hardy?
He did a Hardy. He did a Matt Hardy.
Hardy.
B1. B1. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, we're going to the Bahamas in 2 weeks. And but I know that she wants to go to Hawaii, and she also wants to go to Italy. And so we're going for our 10-year anniversary, but we're also – we never had a honeymoon. So that's the reason we're going to the Bahamas.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. I was pregnant.
She was pregnant when we got married, and I was working full-time, and there was just no way we could go on a honeymoon back then.
Do you know how hard it was to tell Joseph that? Because we've been telling Joseph to, like, okay, listen, you get married, and then you try to do it the right way. And then when he found out, he was like, he became smart. Yeah. He was like, wait a minute.
Like, wait a minute. Juliana was...
How old is Juliana? And
she
I was like,
born before you got married, right?
Shit. He's like, wait a minute. Where was Sophia? Because he saw our wedding photos. And he was like, wait a minute. How old was Sophia? And I was like, I don't try to lie to my kids. And I was like, sure. Oh, we were pregnant. I was like, but listen, daddy put a ring on me before all of this. Okay.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. It's so funny how
we have photos of Nikki to prove it all.
Yeah, we got Goomba Nikki too. Yeah. To talk about all that. Yeah. It's funny how kids sometimes don't understand that. So I know Joseph's not a kid, but like my sister couldn't understand why she wasn't my parents' flower girl in their wedding for the longest time. And they're like, you weren't born yet. She's like, but I really wanted to be your flower girl. And she couldn't understand for the longest period of time.
How old is she?
She is 26 now. My parents got married in 91, so she was -5 years old. So she couldn't have been the flower girl. So it's just funny. All right, I got one more for you guys. If okay. you won the lottery, what is the first thing you would buy together?
Wait, how much is the lottery? Because giant
$300 million jackpot.
Okay, we talked about this. We said first thing we're going to do is blow a million. Just blow it. No, like...
Not give it away. We're going to spend it.
No. Well, I said this. We said this. We were like, okay... We would take a million, get a private jet, fill our family in, and take them to an island. And that's we awesome. Would just freaking celebrate. That I mean, like our whole family, like his brothers, my sisters, and all of that stuff. So just give all of us the vacation of our life. So that would probably be the first thing we would do.
And we would buy a yacht.
Very nice. Yachts are cool.
Yeah.
Yachts are cool.
Buy an island. Like what else, Kurt?
Buy an island. Buy an island.
The Perico cruise. It was the best time in the world.
Yeah.
I want a yacht. I want a boat.
Right?
I want to travel the seas.
Do you want a boat that big? What are you trying to say?
Well, you got to live on the water first. And you guys are very inland in Pittsburgh right now. So
yes,
I don't know
about
that. We're in the mountains. Oh my God. I forgot to tell you. So we found a house. Didn't even tell you that, but it's so funny because this is how I have to think about him. All right. We have to put an addition for a first floor master because of him. And then because of his knees, but it's not even just that. It's because you should have a first floor master, but it was so funny because there's a room and we're like, Kurt's like, how big is that room? And we're like, okay. So he's like, all I need is what machine?
A Smith machine.
It's a Smith machine. That's it. Just a Smith machine.
For my workout room.
And then he was like, that's it. That's it. 5 minutes later, he's like, I want
a pull-down machine.
5 minutes later, he says, I want
a treadmill.
And I was like, I don't know if this room's going to be big enough for you, Kurt. So he's like, all I need, it's like and the jerk.
I want a
the
bench press, or bench.
Yeah,
dumbbells.
Yeah, and he said that.
So it just kept adding on. And the room's not big enough.
So I was like, okay, I think we need to knock down walls to make this room bigger. Because he's like, all I need is this little space. And then he kept adding on and adding equipment. I'm like, holy shit, we need to add on we need to make this room bigger now. But that's what we're going through right now. But
hey, well, congratulations.
Long time coming, John. We've been trying for 4 years.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You got to call up your girl, Rebby G. She's a master when it comes to laying out stuff like that. And
she is a professional. Her, yes.
That gym of hers is absolutely insanely cool. Yep. Because she matched everything. What did she like? Even the gym equipment is like Hardee's.
It's crazy.
And then she has all their posters of
they have a big H in the gym.
No, do they have a big H? No, they have a big, I think they have a big H in their driveway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty wild what they got going on there. She'd be great at interior design and stuff. So
he is good at that stuff. Yeah,
get her.
I called her up and I take a picture and I'm like, hey, how do you fix this? I did it with my piano. Swear to God, I took a video of a piano and I'm like, and I'm doing this, and I was like, why isn't this making a sound? And she's like, gee, you just need her to get that replaced. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh man! Well, this has been so much fun. See, that's I sound like a teenager going through puberty. That's from yelling. That's from being a heel.
Did that girl like punch throw you too,
dude? That's when you're a heel. I mean, Kurt knows when you're a heel manager, you got to be barking stuff during your match. And I was barking all night at the ECW arena.
Me and Pam need to go to one of those. That'd be so fun.
We got to make it happen. But
imagine her; she'd be hilarious.
Oh, Kim is made for the pro wrestling industry, and she would be such a great heel manager that we need to make it happen. But this has been so much fun against your chagrin. I know Kurt's a character.
Sam owes me one after this.
But Kurt, we are
I'll be on anytime.
No, you will
anytime
not.
Anytime you want me to come on, I'm there.
Absolutely not. Now you can go back to your podcast.
I'm ready for the Husband of Giovanna Angle podcast. And I think that's going to be a good one. Now, we have a tradition here, Kurt, before we sign off. We have a John Cena quote of the week. Mm-hmm. And
I don't know where my phone is, John. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Well, okay.
He'd be glad to say that.
I'll send it to you. Here you go. I'm texting to you right now, Kurt. This is our way of honoring your pal John Cena, who just celebrated 20 years in WWE.
20 years
of ruthless aggression.
20 years of ruthless aggression.
Hey, you ready?
Let's do it. Send us off, Kurt.
The quote by John Cena, daily quote. Desperation has a way of forcing us into discovery or catastrophe. Take a moment, even the smallest moment, before you act. It could just be the difference between the two. I don't know what the hell that means, but
did you pick this one specifically because you knew I wouldn't be able to say a few of those words?
I didn't, but I'd like
you
to think
know
that
I wouldn't be able to say a few of those words.
I'd like to think that that's exactly why I picked it, actually. But no, we have so much fun here on the Wives of Wrestling. And we also thank you guys for your 5-star reviews. Angela76 says, I'm a lifelong wrestling fan and already love this podcast. Kim and Giovanna make you want to go out and grab drinks with them. I know it would be a blast. Thank you for giving us a glimpse into your lives and your perspective on things. So thank you, Angela. And
that
thank you
awesome.
For supporting this.
Thank you.
Kurt, physicallyfit.com. What can people check out there?
Go to physicallyfit.com. You can get our chicken snacks and our Snack Smart Crispy Protein Bites. One's chicken protein, one's organic plant protein. There are 11 different flavors. If you go on there and you become a lifetime member, you get 20% off forever. You could sign up on online or on the website. But if it's your first time ordering, use AnglePod and you will get 20% off your first order.
I love it. I love the Kurt AnglePod. I love any time I get to chat with Kurt Angle, and my favorite part of my week is when I get to chat with Giovanna Angle. So I appreciate you guys.
Too.
You get it every day, man. Lucky you.
All
but,
day.
But hey, we appreciate you, Kurt. Thank you so much for hopping on with us. We appreciate everyone listening. This has been your weekly happy hour. Kurt, we have a tradition here that we shout things out at the end of the show. And we leave you and bid you a
one dick. Nick, can you see your bigger one dick?
God. Make it a big one.
Let's
see you
again.
Next time.
All right, ready?
True.
One more dick.
One more dick.
No. Get that out of your mind.
Are you feeling stuck making minimum payments on your credit card debt? SaveWithConrad.com can help, and you don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket to do this. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender. Oh, and did I mention no house payments for 2 months? Get rid of your credit card debt and lower your monthly payments right now at SaveWithConrad.com.